Number one for Music Cool FM, that's Foxes and Body Talk. It's Pete Snodden in the morning, 9:14. Rebecca's here.
Hello.
Got a special guest this morning. She's only 17. She's very shy. You're not really shy, are you?
No.
No, not really. Her name is Emma Horan. She's from Lurgan. She is a cracking singer-songwriter, okay? But she has made her name through YouTube and pretty much from covering other people's songs. And the reason why she's here is because she's getting involved in the Icons Festival, which is happening next month. What's the date?
The 24th to the 27th of September.
Yeah, and this is going to be a massive event in Belfast, and Cool FM, our media partner of it. So we're very excited about it. Give us a quick breakdown about what the Icons Festival is all about.
Okay, so the Icons Festival is a four-day event, and it's basically where loads of experts from everywhere come and speak about like music, tech and screen. And so it should be really good. I'll be on a panel and I'll be performing, and Nicola Roberts from Girls Aloud will be there. Ooh. And so yeah, it'll be really good.
I'm excited about seeing her in
the flesh. There's loads of people like who are like top of their game in tech and screen and the whole shebang here coming to Belfast to speak at this. You should really go and check it out, festivaloficons.com. Really good if you aspire to get involved in filmmaking or music or gaming or all that sort of stuff. Really good as well, particularly if you go to your parents and tell them you want to do this and they say get a real job. You bring them along, they find out more about it and realise it can be very lucrative.
Yeah, because there really isn't anything like this in Northern Ireland ever done before, so it's great for young people who are aspiring to get into this industry like yourself.
So you're going to be on a panel. You've got a song that you're launching at the start of this. Is this right?
Yeah.
So this is your first proper single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've been doing singing, songwriting, and actually just performing since what age?
Well, I started like musical theatre when I was like six.
Okay.
So just did all my grades up to that, and then just took a love for like pop and stuff. So
okay. So you're trying to obviously get a record deal, and you've written this song, which is great. We're obviously not going to play it now because it's going to be launched obviously at the festival. But you started off using YouTube as your vehicle to actually put yourself out
and
there.
And Facebook, yeah.
How daunting was that for you as a 15-year-old sticking yourself up online for everybody to see?
Well, I didn't really think about like anybody else seeing it, because I only really put it up for my friends and family to see it, and then like I didn't think anything was going to come of it, and then when it went like viral I didn't think it still has hit me. It was just mad.
This is Emma's first video, okay? Take a quick listen to this here. This is what she did and how she introduced herself to the world.
Hi, I'm Emma and I'm 15 years old, and I'm going to sing and play a mashup that I made up, and I hope you like it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize for the shits and the ties for your makeup. Cause we throw bombs on it, throw bombs on it. Just smash something, yeah, mosh for me, yeah. We can make an earthquake. If you really want more, scream it out louder. If you're on the floor, break out the fire, then light it up, take it up higher. Gonna push me to the limit, give me more. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally, you make me wanna say, oh. Shawty, when I seen her on the dance floor, she was dancing sexy, pop, pop, popping, locking, dropping low. Never ever has a lady hit me on the first sight. This was something special. This was just like dynamite. One time and they love one time. You and all your boys in the club one time. I'm sick of fits that you follow in your arm, cause your mind can control when it does.
Why are you getting embarrassed listening to yourself right now? You're awesome.
You're so cute.
Thank you.
I feel like a mum. I'm like dancing. Like mum dancing beside you here. I am so impressed.
Thank you so much.
So you put that up online and it got, what, 180,000 views or something?
I think so, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. And whenever you're speaking about it now, I can sense that it still hasn't really sunk in. So you've put multiple videos up online now. So how many live streams have you had over that time?
I couldn't even tell you now.
Yeah.
But are you posting once or twice a week or what?
Yeah, well, it's hard to do it more with school and stuff now, but yeah, no, I have been.
As much as you can.
Yeah.
So you're chasing a dream, but you're still at school, so you're going back to do your A-levels now.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations on your GCSE results.
Thank you so much.
Y'all, please, when you start back?
Tuesday.
Record deal comes between now and the end of Upper Sixth.
Oh, yeah.
Are you leaving? Are you leaving? Are you going?
Yeah, I think gap year might be coming.
Has to be done. Yeah. So if Simon Callow comes knocking on the door, in Lurgan, you'll be like, sign me up.
Yeah, okay. Excellent. Well, listen, you know what? That's really, really good. So in terms of your own music and in terms of what you're writing yourself, because I know you're going to the studio after the show this morning, what's your style?
Well, this summer I've been writing loads. I've been up in Coleraine with a producer called Trey Shepherd, and so hopefully get my music out starting this launch, and then it'll go from there.
All right, okay. And what's the style?
You'll just have to see.
Oh, she's leaving us hanging.
Wow, okay. So pretty much, if you want to know more about Emma, or you want to go in and hear professionals speak about tech and screen and music, and if you want to bring your folks along, let them get to grips with what you're telling them is factual and they don't believe you and all that good stuff, it's going to be an amazing festival. And the fact that this is the first one, people don't really know what they expect.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of your aspect, you're going to be going there, you're going to be performing, you're going to be putting your song out there, you're going to be on the panel, the music panel. What will you be discussing in that panel session?
Well, people will really just be asking me questions probably about how like I started and stuff and what not to do and what to do. So it'll be good just to...
It was obviously a learning curve for you because you said you just put those videos up online, uh-huh. Right? And just for your friends and family.
Yeah.
So what did you learn from the experience if you were starting it again? Would you do it in exactly the same way or would you...
Yeah, I think I would because I think when I find on Facebook, like, people loved how, like, it was just my wee iPhone. Like, it was just an iPhone camera and, like, not great quality. So they just loved that they could just see. And I think it was kind of like they were seeing, like, the start of my journey, if you know what I mean, with music. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just what was good. So,
but now you're 17, do you think the production value... in terms of people wanting to view it on YouTube and Facebook and stuff, has to be upped somewhat?
Oh yeah, well I think for YouTube, definitely. So now that my music's like starting to come on, it's like, yeah, it has to be more...
bigger and better.
Yeah.
You got to get a production crew with you now.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, listen, we wish you every success. I am very intrigued.
So
we heard you perform down at Tall Ships, which was brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that, of course, was great, great platform because there were thousands of people there.
Yeah, it was class.
So we look forward to hearing you speak at Festival of Icons, festivaloficons.com for all the information on the festival. Cool FM proudly supporting it. We're delighted you're getting on really well. We wish you every
Thank
success.
You.
And you know what? You're being so coy and you're not telling us what your stuff's going to be like. So I tell you, I know it'll be good, but it better be good.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Emma Horan, we wish you well and good luck going back
Thank
to school.
Thank you for having me.
This is Drake. Hold on, we're going home on Cool FM.